Hello and welcome to Health Matters on Channels Television. Thanks for staying with us. I am Mary Alale Yusuf. As at Friday, March the 5th, there were more than 116 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 globally. Over 65 million people had recovered, and the death toll is over 2.5 million. Before we go to Nigeria's figures, we must inform you that the president of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, and Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, have just received their jabs at Abuja. A very momentous occasion there. And we saw him, he was looking normal and everything. And that's a sign to Nigerians that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, which he took, is safe for anybody to use. That's the president there, about to get his jab, and it's being administered by his personal doctor. There he is, getting himself ready. I must also remind us that Mr. President is among the elderly. That's where he falls. He falls under those who are 65 and above. And so there he is, getting ready to take his jab.
I've got a brand new syringe.
That's it. They are showing us the needle, the vaccine. It's the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. One of the vaccines that we are getting in Nigeria is the first vaccine to arrive via the COVAX facility. COVAX is headed up by the WHO, and a lot of African countries have gotten their COVAX facilities, first COVAX facilities. We're still expecting another 16 million doses of vaccine by sometime in May. So that would be 20 million people vaccinated. That's about 10% of the population. But if everything goes well, we should have about 40% of us vaccinated by the end of 2020. And there's the president about to get his jab administered by his private physician. At some point, of course, we will be receiving other vaccines, according to the federal government, which will make about 70% of the population to be vaccinated. There we go. Vaccine about to be administered. Vaccinated means herd immunity. And there we go, the vaccine is being administered right there. In Nigeria, there were over 158,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. More than 137,000 people had recovered, and 1,954 people, unfortunately, have died. That's about 2,900 new infections in a week, and more than 4,400 recoveries. Recovery rate is up to 86.7%, and case fatality rate steady at 1.2%. That's good news. Except that we're not having too many new tests and samples being taken. Total samples tested are now over 1.5 million, with almost 55,000 new samples tested during the week. COVID-19 is known to affect the lungs, resulting in some patients needing help with oxygen and breathing at some point in their encounter with the disease. But scientists have discovered that it also affects other organs in the body. The kidney is one of these organs. My guest is a consultant nephrologist at the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, Ikeja. You're welcome to the show, Dr. Shola Johnson.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's us first start by understanding, when do you say a kidney is diseased?
Okay. A kidney is diseased when the kidney cannot perform its normal functions, yes. And this happens when, for example, we have, let me just explain how the kidneys work. The kidneys, what they do is that they help us to excrete the waste in our body. So we excrete the water, the waste products, we pass that out as urine. And then they also help us to maintain or regulate our blood pressure. There's a hormone produced by the kidneys that help in regulation of blood pressure. There's another hormone that helps in blood cell production. And then there's one that also helps with to make our bones healthy. So we
make
also
make our bones healthy.
Yes.
That's a lot of work for the kidney.
Exactly.
But so you mentioned something about blood pressure. I must ask, when somebody has high blood pressure, nobody talks about the kidneys. They just say reduce your salt, you know, and all that.
Ideally, when somebody has high blood pressure, you should have some tests done to check the kidney function. We do that in most of these hospitals do it, even primary healthcare level, they check for kidney function. So you do a urine test, you do a blood test to check for kidney function. Anybody that has high blood pressure should have their kidneys checked.
So blood pressure, bone function, excretion of waste material, any other thing?
It also helps us to balance some minerals in the body, like the sodium, potassium, all those minerals in the body helps us to balance.
So when a kidney is diseased, you find a problem with one or more of those things?
Exactly. So when the kidney is not able to perform those functions, we say it is diseased. And then we have two major types of kidney disease. We have the acute and we have the chronic. The acute, within 3 months, the person recovers. It's usually caused by infections, blood loss, burns. You know, some medications too can cause acute kidney injury. But for the chronic one, it's a progressive reduction in kidney function. And it occurs over months to years. And it's in Nigeria, the commonest causes are hypertension, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, uncontrolled diabetes.
So from what you've explained,
yes.
Would you say that you're not too bothered? Of course, a disease would bother you, but you're not too bothered about the acute kidney disease?
So for the acute kidney disease, majority of patients recover, but some still go on to develop the chronic kidney
develop
disease.
Develop the chronic illness. Yes. Do you have a way of figuring out who might go on to become a chronic patient?
Yes, so like I said, within 3 months, you expect an acute kidney injury to resolve, okay? But sometimes if you have patients with comorbidities like uncontrolled hypertension, diabetes, obesity, some of them might go on to develop the chronic form.
Okay. What would you say are the manifest symptoms of a kidney disease?
Okay. I must say at this point that in the beginning, the symptoms of kidney disease might not be so apparent in the beginning. Most patients, in fact, they don't show signs until the kidney function has declined significantly. So in the beginning, patients don't show signs. So in the early stages of kidney disease. But later, you can now discover that the person is passing more urine at night, you know, like needing to go to the toilet more at night, and then weakness, you know, poor appetite, puffy eyes, you know, especially in the mornings, swollen feet, and then when it gets to the end stage, the person starts vomiting, you know, having hiccups.
By this time, it's serious.
It's serious.
In
the beginning, you see frequent urination. But later when you start seeing vomiting, hiccups, you know, tiredness, you know, some people might not be able to climb stairs, you know, after a flight of stairs, they get tired. So we start suspecting that the person has a kidney disease if the person hasn't gotten checked. you know, for the kidney
disease. So since it's so difficult to figure out at the beginning, can you point to some risk factors that we can be looking at?
Okay. I will go to the risk factor. I have to say that it is not difficult to, yes, in the beginning, because if you have patients with these risk factors, hypertension, diabetes, you should get them checked for kidney disease. So you have a hypertensive, you ask the patient to, you check the patient's urine, there's a blood test that you're supposed to do. So at least those ones will give you an idea that this patient has an early kidney dysfunction or not. And then you can do a scan. So the risk factors, like I said, hypertension, diabetes, those are the commonest causes of kidney disease in Nigeria. And then other things, smoking, damages the blood vessels, you know, it damages blood vessels, and then it reduces blood flow to vital organs. The kidney is one of them. And then also, high salt intake, you know, patients with people who are obese too are more susceptible to having kidney disease than
Now we've been told that people with underlying illnesses, conditions,
yes,
are more prone to serious forms of COVID-19 infection.
Yes, they are.
And that includes people with kidney disease.
Exactly.
But scientists are now saying that the COVID-19 itself can go ahead to cause a kidney disease that wasn't there before. Can you explain how?
Okay. So for people with no underlying kidney disease, they can have... they can start passing huge amounts of protein in the urine. They can start passing blood in the urine. We call it hematuria, proteinuria. And then some of them can even have a reduction in the serum creatinine levels. You know, COVID-19 is an infection. I mentioned that infection can also cause an acute form of kidney injury. So it's an infection that can cause an acute form of kidney injury. But most of these patients recover with no significant sequelae. So if we have a patient with no comorbidity, when they develop a kidney dysfunction, the prognosis is poorer than those without kidney dysfunction. But if they recover, we've seen a lot of them that have recovered kidney function.
Well, you know, you mentioned a very vital thing there.
Yes.
If I'm to extrapolate from the information you've given us, the blood vessels can be narrowed,
yes,
because to cause this kidney dysfunction. And that's what COVID-19 does in some form.
In some form,
it reduces oxygen flow to the body.
Organs, exactly.
And you're saying this can heal? It can change?
Yes, it can change. So some of them might need some form of renal replacement therapy in form of dialysis, or some other people recover kidney function. You know, the virus will also run its course.
Yes.
Exactly. So once it runs its course, we expect the kidney dysfunction to reduce or improve significantly.
What about those who already have a kidney
problem? So those with...
and now get COVID-19?
Yes. So those with kidney dysfunction, you know, they have a reduced immunity. So they are more susceptible to infections generally than the normal population. So when they now have COVID, they tend to require intensive care than the normal population. In fact, it has been said that people with kidney disease, they don't do well compared to the general population. They require hospitalization, intensive care than the general population, and it's a poor prognostic outlook, yes.
Let's go on a quick break and we'll come back and continue with that. We're going on a quick break. Please stay with us and meet us on the other side. Now, Dr. Johnson, this is really important now. There's a timeline for the vaccinations, you know, to go on, and those with comorbidities are going to get a jab at some point.
Yes.
Can somebody with kidney disease get vaccinated?
Exactly. They can get vaccinated.
Without any ill effects?
Yes, they can get vaccinated.
I can't ask you whether you've
We've
seen
had,
any.
We've had, no, no.
Have you heard of any? Because other countries, I hear that some other countries, some people in other countries have actually gotten their two jabs.
Exactly.
In America.
Even in the UK.
Even
some,
in the UK.
Some people have got
That's terrific. Jobs. So we are lagging behind a bit.
Well, but we'll least, get there.
At least we know that somebody with a kidney disease can get the jab.
Yes.
They shouldn't be scared.
They shouldn't be scared. They
okay. Shouldn't. Thank you for that. I think that was very important. Now, most people, when you talk to them in Nigeria and say anything about a kidney disease, they think automatically, oh my God, this person is going to die. That's how it is in this country. Is it a death sentence?
No, it is not. It's not a death
sentence. Please explain.
Okay, so depending on the stage of the kidney disease, you know, I mentioned earlier that we can actually detect kidney disease early. So patients coming into primary healthcare centers, you know, high blood pressure, you check their urine, you check their blood, and then if there's any need, you do an ultrasound scan. So if there's any dysfunction in the kidneys, you pick it early and then refer the patient to a nephrologist. Once the patient is referred on time, we can put in some measures that would slow down or stop the progression of the kidney disease if the patient is picked early.
Early.
But
so
unfortunately,
it can be stopped?
It can be stopped. It can be slowed down. It can be stopped.
Okay, let's talk about the slowdown for a minute.
Okay.
This means that the person is going to continue to take this medication for how
life.
Long?
For life.
For life.
For life, yes.
Wow. But he's assured that it will slow down.
It will slow down.
And this slowdown means that the person can live as long as...
Yes, the person can live a normal life.
A normal life.
If the person presents early. So if we see the person in the early stages of CKD, the patient can live a normal life.
Okay, your focus for this year, you know, concerning the kidney is living healthy with kidney disease.
Exactly.
Do you have any pointers to that for us?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the commonest causes of kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes, we want to control the blood pressure, the blood sugar. So anybody that has hypertension, diabetes, kidney disease, we have to make sure that the blood sugar and the blood pressure are under control. We advise patients, do not smoke. If they've been smoking before, they should stop. Reduce salt intake, weight loss, exercise, regular exercise, just basic lifestyle modifications, and then we expect that we will be able to retard the progression of the disease.
You know, I always hear reduce salt intake, stop smoking, do exercise. Do you ever ask people to reduce sugar intake? I mean, doesn't sugar increase blood sugar?
Exactly. Especially patients that have diabetes, we tell them to even avoid sugar. If they need to take anything that is sweet, then they can take the original honey or some other substitute, sugar substitutes. But we tell them as much as possible, just avoid sugar, the plain sugar.
Okay, so people say that no matter how careful you are, no matter how much you wash your hands, cover your mouth, and all that, you could still get COVID-19. Do you have any advice for those with kidney disease?
So for those with kidney disease, we want them to... The basic regulations set down by the government, you know, the hand hygiene, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, the physical distancing, and then the cough etiquettes. When they are coughing, they should cough into their elbows.
Just
like everybody else. Even those precautions should be taken within the house.
Oh.
Yes. Because, you know, they are more susceptible to having a severe infection if they do develop COVID. So as much as possible, they should, all those regulations put in place by government, they should follow.
Okay. So I'm wondering, do we have information now about whether somebody who is vaccinated can pass on a disease to someone else?
Well, there are some information going around that, yes, the vaccine, once you get the vaccine, that means you can have the disease, but you will not get a severe form of the disease.
Just like every other vaccine?
Just like
every other vaccine. So my question is, why are people so apprehensive about this one? When we have children, we don't give it a second thought.
Exactly.
OPV at birth, DPT, 6 weeks.
All the vaccines, exactly. Exactly.
Why is everybody so apprehensive? Well, yeah. Most people so apprehensive.
Most people are apprehensive. But I think with the president has gotten his
the president
job.
Has got his own. The vice president has
exactly.
got his own.
Exactly. So
the doctors started off yesterday, or the health workers started off
so
yesterday.
So people should be motivated, I think.
And guess what? A lot of us have time to watch, you know? For those who are skeptical,
exactly.
they can be looking.
Well, we
okay.
have, exactly.
Some folks have got their vaccines. I'm watching them. We want to make sure nothing happens
to them.
When it gets to our turn, we go and take it with confidence. Isn't that right? Okay. So that's great. Do you have any last words for us concerning taking care of yourself, preventing kidney disease, and then taking care of yourself if you do have it?
Okay. So we have some golden rules that we tell patients, you know, in preventing kidney diseases. Of course, the commonest causes, I keep mentioning the commonest cause of kidney disease and chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes. You control blood sugar, control blood pressure, and then you keep active, because this, if you are fit and active, the your blood pressure also improves with
How about activism. Food? We know yes. what we shouldn't eat, but what should we eat?
Okay, fruits and vegetables, take a lots of fruits and vegetables, avoid fizzy drinks, avoid sugar as much as possible, and take a lot of natural foods.
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
It's been wonderful on this so auspicious day when the president has taken his own vaccine. Thank you for being there with us. It was lovely having you right along with us for this show. Have a lovely day. I am Mary Alale Yusuf.